Mighty God, we pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the social, cultural and economic well-being of our rural city. Help us to be wise in our deliberations and fair in our actions, so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. The Horsham Rural City Council acknowledges the five traditional owner groups of this land, the Wachabolic, Wagaya, Japagog, Jagwa and Jawajali people. We recognise the important and ongoing place that all Indigenous people hold in our community. We pay our respects to the Elders, both past and present, and commit to working together in the spirit of mutual understanding and respect for the benefit of the broader community and future generations. Please be seated. Good evening to councillors and staff and members of the gallery and also the media for our special council meeting tonight. My name is Councillor Mark Radford, the Mayor of Horsham Rural City Council. I advise the public tonight the council meeting will be recorded to maintain an audio archive. Move now to item four, which apologies. Any apologies?
Councillor Goldwyn, Mr. Mayor, is an apology.
Thank you. Someone wants to accept that apology.
Clark,
thank you. Councillor Koenig, thank you. All those in favour? Against, that's carried. Thank you. Move to item five, which is leave of absence requests. Are there any requests for leave of absence? Item six is conflict of interests. Are there any declarations of conflict of interest? Move now to item seven, which is officer reports. 7.1, the Horsham Agricultural Society grant application. The purpose of this report is to consider support to the Horsham Agricultural Society's funding application to the Regional Agricultural Show Development Grants Program. And there's a recommendation there, councillors, to do two things. Recommendation number one is to note that further detailed planning and engagement with relevant community user groups is required to fully scope the Horsham Agricultural Society new multi-purpose community facility to ensure that the new venue meets the requirements of key community user groups and accordingly not commit funding of $1.1 million for this project. And number two is subject to the success of Horsham Agricultural Society's application to the Regional Agricultural Show Development Grant for the enhanced lighting and power to the site, provide an interest-free loan of $30,000 over a 10-year period and for it to be executed with a formal loan agreement.
So moved.
Which has been moved by Councillor Clark. Thank you. Second by Councillor Koenig. Thank you. Councillor Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Firstly, I think it is extremely disappointing that the federal government put out this kind of loan. It's good that they've put something out, but to put it out with such short notice, number one, and to put it out to communities and committees such as Agricultural Society committees who usually have very little money in rural settings and are struggling to survive, many of them have closed down, to ask them for a contribution of $500,000 is just unacceptable, unrealistic, and the federal government should have managed this better so that small agricultural societies actually had an ability to do some projects which are desperately needed in these showgrounds right around the country. So that's number one. I'm really disappointed in the federal government, the way that they've done this. Just a straight out grant would have been far better to help these struggling agricultural societies. But I think there is a possibility to do something on that site, and I think we need to do it with a lot of research and a lot of understanding of what will work on that site. So to do that, we wouldn't do it justice by rushing through and doing it now. And there will be other grant opportunities there. So I'm hoping that we can get something happening and that we can work on something with the Agricultural Society and other user groups from our community who are desperate to have somewhere that they can call their own as well. So we will work diligently to find something that works for the whole community with the Agricultural Society. So I think there's possibilities there, but to rush into it is just the wrong way to go about something so important to our community. And as far as the small grant, I think lighting for that area will be really valuable to the Agricultural Society and to the community, because it'll give opportunities to run a lot of other events, to have power to all the caravans during the and the show people during the show week as well. So all in favour of the number two in our motion here, Mr. Mayor. I think it's a great opportunity to support what is one of the oldest, if not the oldest, society in this community.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. Councillor Kane.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Not much more to add. I do support the recommendations, and a credit to Horsham Ag Society for once again showing their initiative and getting on the front foot to come to us for this type of community facility, which will be used from all sorts once the detailed planning and I hope that Horsham Rural City Council, well, I know that Horsham Rural City Council will support Horsham Ag and work with them in the next stage of recommendation item one. Thank you.
Thank you. Any speakers against the recommendations? Any other speakers? Councillor Rubin.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, I'd like to first acknowledge the federal government for the funding support, and in doing so, pick up Councillor Clark's comments. And I agree wholeheartedly that this has created some challenges for those applying for funds. Certainly, it's very opportunist, and it would be nice if we could support a larger proposal. We're very, very difficult at such short notice. So I foreshadow a motion that we should write to our local member, Anne Webster, and first and foremost, express our appreciation for the funding, because we should never forget that that is actually additional funds and we can leverage into that, but also highlight to them that maybe there should have been a longer period for the application process so we could make sure that we could try to tap into some of this funding. As we know, funds is very difficult to achieve, so I reckon this is a relatively a reasonable outcome, but I too would like to acknowledge the work of the Horsham Agricultural Society, and over the last few years there's been some fundamental changes in the way they operate, and I think they've reinvigorated the organisation as something that we should support, and I know the community is supporting them and getting them behind them. And as the report highlights, and as we all know, the showgrounds precinct is suitable for redevelopment. It has a lot of ageing infrastructure, so the merit of what they're proposing, a new multi-purpose community facility, has a lot of merit, and I think we should express our desire to the federal government to maybe look at how they might fund that opportunity at another time, and give us an opportunity to put something up that we can all support, the community can get behind. So I'm happy to support the recommendation and wish them all the best with the application.
Thank you, Councillor. Any other speakers? Councillor Bill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Certainly support the previous speakers, and the issue, one of the issues for us is we've got that many balls up in the air, we're juggling to try and sort out exactly what this community is going to look like over the next 20 years. So to have this land on our doorstep, very short notice, makes it difficult to integrate with other plans that we've got. So we'll certainly wish the society well with the application, but you know, time is not on our side at this stage. The other point I would make, Mr. Mayor, is the society has been a breeding ground for youth leaders, and it's very pleasing to see what comes out of that group, so we need to encourage them.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Robinson. Any other speakers? Before I put the motion, I'd just like to add to the comments. I think it is an opportunity. I agree that we should write to the government and perhaps maybe requesting another opportunity in the future. Certainly the talk of a community facility, a shared facility down on the showgrounds, has been talked about in this building for a long time, certainly under Mr. Brown. I was keen for that to happen with a variety of, maybe it could be the service clubs, could be U3A, could be other users. We're witnessing as it's happening, we're seeing already the number of activities happening on that site increase. So I agree with what you're saying, Councillor Clark. The lighting's going to help facilitate that. We just only have to reflect on New Year's Eve, the recently held show and other things. There are good things happening down there. So I'm happy to support the motion tonight that we do these two recommendations. But I also would like to think that Council could keep the ball rolling into the future to get something on a bigger scale happening down there. And certainly partnering with the federal government would be a pretty good thing to do if we could do that. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, would you would you listen to the motion, please?
Councillor.
I'd like to move that we write a letter to Dr. Anne Webster, the member from Allie, acknowledging the federal funding and highlight some of the challenges in meeting funding criteria. The council write a letter to Dr. Anne Webster, member from Allie, acknowledging the federal funding and highlight some of the challenges in meeting the funding criteria. Nothing much more to add, Mr. Mayor, but just there's two parts to that. The letter one is acknowledging the funds provided to us, and I think we should do that. We should also, throughout the letter, just highlight on behalf of Council and the show committees some of the issues we've got meeting the criteria. Great idea, great concept, opportunist, let's jump on board, but there's some challenges in there. We should highlight that in a letter of appreciation. Thank you.
Speakers against the recommendation? Are there any other speakers? I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. Move now to item 7.2, the Nanaimuc ANP Society grant application. The purpose of this report is to consider support for the Nanaimuc ANP Society's funding application to the Regional Agricultural Show Development Grants Program. There is a recommendation tonight, councillors, that council provide an interest-free loan of up to $80,000 for a period of up to 5 years to be executed with a formal agreement to support an application by the Nanaimuc ANP Society for a grant of $500,000 to refurbish the pavilion at the Nanaimuc Showground, noting that the provision of this loan is dependent upon a successful grant application to the Regional Agricultural Show Development Grants Program. Recommendation there. Been moved by Councillor Clark. Thank you.
I'll second.
Seconded by Councillor Koenig. Thank you, Councillor Clark.
Thank you. Again, this is a very old, established agricultural society, and their criteria is slightly different to the Horsham's one, because Horsham's a bigger ag society, I think it is. They come under a different criteria where they only have to raise 125. So that makes a big difference to them, and their contribution is $45,000 and ours would be $80,000. So I think that is a far more realistic balance of what is needed by community members and by the society itself. So I think, you know, they'll have $625,000 to do some major works at the Nanaimuc Showgrounds, and it is a multi-use sporting facility as well, so it's a whole of community facility there, so they have far more opportunity to raise money and to be far more financially sustainable than our Horsham Agricultural Society, so this is a really good outcome for everyone.
Thank you. Councillor Koenig.
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Are there any speakers against the recommendation? Are there any other speakers? I'd like to mention the fact that the amount of improvements that have happened at this location over probably the last 10 years really has become a major venue for all sorts of things in Nanaimuc and around Nanaimuc. I'm pretty sure it kicked off with the Nanaimuc Community Plan, which was held a few years ago when Mr. Bully would be interested to know that the residents of Nanaimuc and the surrounding locations got together and with the assistance of council came up with a community plan with a whole list of possible improvements to the town. And one by one, a dedicated team have been able to cross them off the list. And the Nanaimuc we have today is largely based on that. So this is another step forward for this location. It is a sporting facility which is used all year round. And also the pavilion is used for such a wide variety of events, celebrations, funerals, all sorts of things happen in that building. So the opportunity to refurbish that is a good one. And as with the showgrounds, we also we take a hat off to the local people helping to make it happen. So I'm happy to support that tonight. I'll now put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, there being no further items of business,